Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Sabbath. Today we're doing something a little different. We're going to have a video, little boys and girls, and let's see if you recognize who this person is.
God's story, Zacchaeus. So part of God's story is about Zacchaeus, and it begins like this. Once there was a man named Zacchaeus, let's call him Zac, who lived in a town called Jericho. He was short, and he didn't have many friends. In fact, most people hated Zac. That's because he worked as a tax collector. See, back then, people paid taxes, just like now. But instead of sending money to the government, there were men in every city whose job was taking tax money from people. Problem is, those men usually lied. Zac, like most, took a lot of extra money from a lot of people. And all those people hated him. Anyway, one day, Jesus came to Zac's town, and Zac wanted to see him, but so did everybody else. And remember how Zac was really short? Well, he couldn't see Jesus over everybody else's head. So guess what he did? He actually climbed up into a tree to look out over everybody. Now, imagine a grown man climbing up in a tree in the middle of a crowd. People probably thought he was crazy, or weird. But Zac was willing to look weird if it meant getting closer to Jesus. From up in the tree, Zac watched as Jesus walked up. Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. Today is my day to be a guest in your home." This was kind of like a famous person inviting themselves over, except way better. This invitation would change Zac's life. Zac scrambled down the tree to take Jesus to his house. Maybe he thought Jesus didn't know about all the money he had taken or how everybody hated him. But Jesus did know, and he loved Zac anyways. Other people saw this and they were mad. They said, "Jesus has gone into the house of a sinner." They wondered how Jesus could love somebody who had lied and stole their money. The great thing is, Jesus loves all of us, even after we've done things we deserve to get in trouble for, or even after we actually get in trouble. When we see that Jesus loves us anyway, it makes us want to show that kind of love to others. At least that's what happened to Zac. Right away, he wanted to make things right with the people he had hurt. He knew that just saying, "I'm sorry," wasn't enough. So he told Jesus, "I'm going to give half of what I have to the poor, and anyone I cheated, I will pay back four times the amount of money I took." Whoa. When Jesus saw that Zac was willing to accept his love and turn around and show it to others, he said, "My friend, today God has rescued you." And even though Zac had been a liar and a thief who was hated by everyone, he became a friend of Jesus and a part of God's family that very day. And that's the story of Zacchaeus. So, in case you missed it, here's the quick version. Zac was short. He was a tax collector. He stole money. People hated him. Jesus came to town. Zac couldn't see him. He climbed a tree. Jesus told him to come down. Jesus went to his house. Jesus loved Zac. Others were mad. Zac made things right. He became a part of God's family. And that's a part of God's story.
Thank you, Father, so much. Thank you that you love us anyway, in spite of our shortcomings, that we are a sinful people. But thank you that you are always ready to come into us, come into our home and spend time with us. Help us to keep our focus on you so that the direction you're going, help us to do whatever it is, no matter, because in spite of all the obstacles that we have to do to get to see you. Don't let anything stop us from focusing and looking towards you in the direction you're going. We ask Jesus in your name. Amen.